once again to Mucho African Radio Halifax. My name is Toussaint, and I'm your host today. And today, we're on our favorite show, The Impact Show, where we share the African descent stories from coast to coast. Today, we have a lot to cover. We have so much exciting news. We have a guest, Marat Nahimana. He's a BDA, or a Black Diplomatic Academy alumni, and he's also a scientific student who is majoring in political science with a minor in economics. So we have a lot to talk about today. We have a lot to cover today, from AFCON to the African Union Summit 2024. There's a lot of exciting news. But first, before we get into anything, you know, this is your favorite show, and we'd like to take you to our motherland. So today we want to start by taking you to your favorite song, one of the best artists we have in Africa, Angélique Kidjo. She's been nominated 14 times for Grammy Award, and she won 5 of those Grammy Awards. And this song, she's not alone, but she's also with Burna Boy, who's also a Grammy winner. So it is an exciting song. It's called Do Yourself with Angélique Kidjo and Burna Boy. Thank you. And I'll be right back after this song.
Fall apart.
we're still in the Impact Show today, where we have our guest, Marat Nahimanam, a Centifex student who's majoring in political science as well as minoring in economics. And I spoke about earlier about the African Union Summit that was taking place in, I think I might be wrong, but I think it was in Ethiopia. It was back in February 18th. And some of the issues they were looking at was the to advocate for medicine agencies in Africa. And the African Union Commission was collaborating with governments of Ghana, the Republic of Rwanda, and the United Republic of Tanzania, and working high level and trying to see how they can prioritize African medicine agencies in Africa. But that was not only all. There was also a lot of other issues like ceremonies, like empowering women through education. And there was a lot going on. They also looked at the security issues between the M23 rebels and the government of Congo. And other than that, there was a lot going on in Africa. There's also the dissolution of government in Guinea-Conakry. And there's a lot that we won't have time to dive in, but we will one day have time to dive in. But other than that, I also wanted to mention some of the exciting moments in February, where we had an AFCON final, where Côte d'Ivoire made every Ivoirian very proud by lifting up the cup, the AFCON cup, and it was an exciting time. Without taking much time of your moment right now, let's just go into the interview, right? I have my guest waiting and ready with some exciting news right here that we will be discussing. So let's welcome Marat Nahimana.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here and accepting our invitation. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just coming off midterms and obviously enjoying my reading break that I have this week.
Yeah. Oh, you're in reading break. What did you do in reading break?
Well, to start off my reading break, I had the pleasure of going out with my family and watching the new Bob Marley biopic at the cinema.
Oh, really?
And, wow. Yeah, great movie.
Yeah, I haven't been there, though. I want to go see the movie, man, because I think most people are speaking highly about this movie. I got to go see the movie.
Yeah, no, it gives you it touches lightly upon what Bob Marley did and the struggles and the issues that Jamaica had, but also like what a character he was and how he became this larger-than-life persona. And, you know, you get to know more about Bob Marley because, you know the music, but you also get to know the person. And I enjoyed it. My family enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Good movie. And it was the start of my reading week.
Oh, absolutely. Man, I got to go see the movie too. All right. So Nahiman, for the people who don't know you, can you tell us more about yourself and who you are and how you got here?
Yeah, well, I'm 20 years old right now. I am a Cinefex student, as you mentioned in my introduction.
Yeah,
I'm from Burundian heritage. I wasn't born there. I was born in Belgium, Brussels, Belgium, where I spent the majority of my childhood. And then in 2014, me and my family moved to Canada. And from there on, I didn't actually know a word of English. I only knew a bit of English. And so I became bilingual after a few years spent in Canada. And I've gone through middle school, high school, graduated, and now I'm at Cinefex. But Marat Nahimana is coming from all these various areas and background. He's a simple guy. He loves his family. He's a very social. He has a good sense of community service. Mm-hmm. I was actually in the Air Cadets during my high school days, and I was there for 3 years. I achieved the grade of flight corporal. Ooh. And I was very well respected in my community.
Ooh, flight corporal. And you did all that when you were in high school. How was the experience?
Well, it was, actually, we knew a family friend and he recommended it to me and my dad. And I jumped on the idea. And I didn't know anything about aviation. Mm-hmm. And the Air Cadets isn't also just about aviation. It's also about, teaching kids how to work together and also form as leaders. You know, I had the opportunity to teach younger cadets who then looked up to me, and I was teaching them about the basics of aviation, also a bit further about meteorology and about the weather, and how to tell how different clouds and how they look like. We also did Morse codes. We did a variety of things at Air Cadets. So it's more than just aviation. It also sets kids on a good path on being consistent and becoming leaders of tomorrow.
So you're also a good pilot.
Well, I didn't become a good pilot, a pilot in the end, but I think I got good things out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, man. So I want to know about your experience with the Black Diplomat Academy, because you are an alumni as well, right? Did you attend in person? Did you do it online? And how was the experience?
My story with BDA started actually a year before I joined, because there was the Pan-African meeting happening in Halifax in the summer of 2022. Mm-hmm. And there we met the founder of BDA. Mm-hmm. And after that, she loved Mucho Culture Radio. And she said she has this program for young diplomats who are of African heritage all over the world. And she invited me to the conference that happened in August. And that's where I met all the fellows who were a year older. And they exchanged about their experience with BDA. And also they had programs, and they talked about all the various people who came and went and talked to them, who were, they had people from cybersecurity to people in government to ambassadors. And I was like, wow, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Yeah. And after talking with the founder a bit more, she said that there are applications open for the next year, and I happily obliged. And that's how I got in for the 2023 cohort. Mm-hmm. And man, that was amazing. It was an eight months program where, like I said, there were ambassadors, people in higher positions that she wouldn't be able to talk to on the daily. Mm-hmm. And they were kind enough to talk to us for 2 hours on those Saturday meetings that we had every week. And it was like an open floor. You know, you had questions, you could ask them, also guidance. And at the end of the day, you can also like shoot them an email, and maybe you could also strike a conversation and talk to them outside of the program. Oh, but yeah, for the most part, the program is amazing. I mean, you come out of it and then you feel like you have such a wealth of knowledge, and you also have a better idea of what it is that you want to do, and you look at life differently. For me, it was life-changing.
Oh, man. You said you looked at life differently. What kind of perspective did you have before attending the Black Diplomat, and how did it change?
I think I didn't have a clear idea or clear vision of the structure. For example, at the federal level, and with the guests that we had, the numerous guests, you know, it's kind of like a behind the scene, and then they set the scene for you, and they talked about what it is that they do and their path, their story. And you're like, wow, some of these stories are really close, because maybe that's the position you're in now. You're an undergraduate, and then you're in your third year and you don't know what to do yet. And then they tell you that this is who they met, this is how they got along with people, and this is the direction they took. And so for me, it's like, wow, okay, I can kind of map out my future road if I meet those people, and then if I'm willing to put myself out there first and foremost. And honestly, it really changed my perspective, because I thought, you know, like you do the 4 years and you get your diploma, but you know, there's more to it.
As a political student myself, and you also are majoring in political science, and you seem to have much more experience than I might have, you know, but I believe you're also passionate about political science, right? So this brings me to the question that I want to ask you, basically is what do you want to do with your degree, or what's next after you graduate, and what is your dream job, or what do you want to see doing, what do you want to be doing after you graduate and you come out of school?
Well, this is a conversation we have often with the people in my program, you know. I think the common answer is usually like lawyers, because you know that's where that's the path, the most common path that lawyers take to get to their job. But for me, I also look at people around me and things that, you know, I grew up with, you know, a dad who was into fine arts and a mom who also did gastronomy, you know, culinary foods. And also, you know, my background with Air Cadets, the team sports that I did. And I'm looking at a way to represent the people. And ambassador is like the path I'm looking for right now. That's the vision. Obviously, there are a lot of opportunities with BDA. It also kind of opened doors because there are just more than just things you can do at the government level. And there are many doors. For example, I applied to be a parliamentary guide because I'd like to be able to go to Ottawa and just sort of breathe in the entire space and how it works there. And also, since I'm bilingual, you know, it's also a skill to be able to speak both French and English in Canada. So I think also being an ambassador, for example, I'd love to be in Rwanda, for example, because it's also home country because my mom's from there. And I never got the chance to go. So I would love, for example, to be an ambassador in Rwanda. So I kind of see myself there. I don't know, maybe by the age of 30, you never know. So that's the path. That's the vision.
Wanna be Marat. Representing Canada to Rwanda or Rwanda to Canada? How do you want to see?
Canada to Rwanda. Because I get to go to Rwanda. So you see.
So you just want to go back to Rwanda.
It's amazing.
Myself too, man. I'm also passionate about foreign policy and on to diplomacy. I don't have to be an ambassador, but diplomacy is where I see myself, and is keep going with the conversation after this song, and then after that we'll go ahead and conclude the show, right? But it's great having you here, and it's an amazing experience learning from you and hearing from you. And yeah, so the next song we're playing today is Akwaaba. Remember earlier I talked about Cote d'Ivoire winning the AFCON? So this is the African Nation song, African Cup of Nations song. And this is with Yemi Alade and Magic System. This is a hit song. It was playing all around Africa during the AFCON season and was bringing much fun. And these are two of the best musicians, Magic System in the French field. Yemi Alade is a Nigerian-born female singer and one who has won multiple awards, and she has done incredible things in the music industry. So I will play the Akwaaba song and then we'll be right back with Marat. Don't go anywhere.
Bienvenue à Paris, en œuvre pour vous. حياتنا ربنا واحد كلنا واحد ابيض ولا اسمر نفس الدم واحد افريكا 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 بلادي افريكا
That song by Yemi Alade and Magic System. I'd like to welcome you back to the Impact Show. We're still with Marat Nahimanam, and we're having a conversation about political science and political field, and it's been going great, to be honest. He's a great man. He's a very hardworking person, and that I'm really privileged to have on the show today. So, yeah, welcome back again, Marat.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Yeah, so... we're still going and we're still having a conversation, which I believe is going great. Is it going great on your side too?
No, I love it. It's a fantastic experience.
So now let's go a little bit about into your passion on and how who you are as a person, right? What is it that you're into? What do you like? What are your hobbies? And
well, me growing up, here, I've, like you mentioned AFCON, so obviously I was watching it because I'm a fan of football. And
what's your team?
Passion for football started... Oh, the team I was supporting. Well, I guess, well, you know, Rwanda was not in the AFCON, so I was sort of celebrating for, I was rooting for the host when they're coming back from being almost eliminated. I think that's when it started to pick up, and I was like, okay, yeah, this team has a chance, and they beat Nigeria somehow. So
yeah, they did. Yeah. I was supporting the Congo, but then they couldn't make the final, so I had to switch a team and find some a new team.
No, they did play well too, because I believe they were the ones who knocked out Morocco.
Yeah.
Who were also like favorites. Yeah.
Yeah, they played well. They did a great job. Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, so yeah, about football.
Yeah.
So I got the chance to play for the school team here. And
oh, really?
Yeah. School team for Somme, which is one of the Francophone schools in the area, HRM area. And they've done better now, but we were a pretty solid team. We went to the, there's this like a regional tournament happening between the Francophone schools. And we won that tournament and we had the opportunity to go play at the national level. Ooh. And over there we played, I think it was hosted in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Yeah, it was a big tournament.
What position do you play?
So due to my height, I play center back. But growing up, I love to play on the wings.
Center back is good, man. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. A lot of running.
Athletics, right? I believe you do, right? Because there was a friend of mine. Yeah. He used to be a goalkeeper coach. I think he was Rwandan. He passed away last year. I don't know if you knew.
Yes, yes. I went to his wake. He was very loved in the community.
Yeah, because I went to his funeral down there and people loved him so much, man. They were speaking so highly of him. Yeah, I think he was a great guy, man. Yeah.
No, I heard he was great.
Did you know him personally or you?
No, but one of my friends, they're an international student and they said that they knew him when they got to St. FX and that he was a fantastic guy, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, bro. I went to his funeral and people were just crying and speaking so highly of him. And so, I was just touched by the kind of guy he was, man. Yeah. Do you want to do it as a career or you just do it for fun?
Well, no. One of my goals as a kid was like, oh, maybe I'll be a professional football player. Mm. But you know, it's commitment, you know, and you gotta go to the trainings and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, I just couldn't afford to just you know commit to that really. But I still play occasionally. So it's a passion for me, you know, playing, kicking the ball.
Yeah, we also play in the summer, though. I should invite you. And we have a team, a bunch of Rwandans. We get together in the summer and we play soccer every now and then. And it's a good
experience. All right.
Yeah, sure. I'll let you know so you can join in. and play and play with us. Yeah,
there was when Spain won it in 2010. Mm-hmm. Due to the fact that we lived in Belgium, the World Cup did sort of a tour, and yeah. they went to country to country. Mm. And when it came to Belgium, we had the reflex to go to the stadium, and I got the chance to take a picture with it, the real one.
The real World Cup. Oh, that's amazing, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long line, though. You know, it was a really long line.
As everybody, I'd hope everybody wants to reach and grab the World Cup and take a picture. So you had to fight your way.
Yeah, it's an experience.
So you also have a favorite song, right? Diamond Fally Poopa.
No, it's one of the, yeah, it's a, it came out, I think, in 2020. And it's, yeah, it has a nice rhythm and I really like it.
You still like it after 3 years, bro?
Well, you know, it's, I think it's like one of the recent, like, it's like, you know, Fally's from Congo and then Diamond Platnumz right now is also like booming. He's doing really good. And I think that the mix of the two together made for an awesome song.
All right. So I'm just going to play this song I'm just going to make it a closing song so we can let people listen to your favorite song at the same time, right? All right. So closing. Thank you very much, Naimana. And I'm just going to play Inama, Diamond featuring Fally Ipupa, two of the best East African artists. And I know the song personally, and it's a great song. So I'll close the show with the song and I'll let you guys take you to East Africa so you can listen to this song for yourselves too. Thank you, and I'll be right back after the song.
Je t'aime tout le temps. Ma wele kawapi, bébé na naza présente. Soufie le kawapi, chérie na naza lié. Dans mon yonso, roube la kanga, je t'aime. Parfois l'amour est compliqué, mais chérie à moi toujours romantique. Asaïnama, n'a coupé n'a moukoko. Asaïnama, bébé n'a gagné. Asaïnama, n'a l'air.
Nyonyesho na nyongaje
nyonga nyonga kibasike nyonga nyonga kibasike nyonga kama kibasike
akiuno kifanye pendeli
nyonga nyonga kibasike nyonga kibasike
yoyo
kama kibasike
na kupenda mgogo
nyonga nyonga kibasike
Saka kumala kashi kwa medabu
Analisha, alisha Analisha, alisha Analisha, alisha
Baby, yaza kitonga kachanga nyana nyagi
Analisha, alisha
Yuko kwi
Analisha, alisha
Sina nina
Analisha, alisha Analisha, alisha
Samuel Yeto Didier Drogba
Oh, Welcome back to Mucho African Radio. We're still in Impact Show with your host Toussaint, where we share the stories of our African descent, where we take you coast to coast, north to south, to east to west in Africa, and give you all the stories that you've been craving for, and take you to the motherland musically with interviews, with, you know, great stuff that have been going on. And we were discussing with Marat Nahimana, one of great people, great person that I know, and he's doing a major in political science. He's at Center Fix. He's also a soccer player. He was here for a long time. We spoke much about politics, about him personally, and his favorite song was just In Our Mother. We were just playing.
My name is Viviana Tana. I had the pleasure of learning about the Mucho Radio through Dialot, the Developing Young Leaders of Tomorrow Today organization. And I'm really excited as well because of this connection to be able to now expand Mucho Radio's reach across Canada by serving as a connector to be able to bring the stories of people of African descent, communities from coast to coast, to communities internationally as well, through the documentation of our stories through Mucho Radio and beyond.